Imagine waking up to a world where the rules of civilization have crumbled overnight. The seafloor has collapsed into the Earth's mantle, triggering tsunamis that reshape coastlines. Cities lie in ruins from devastating earthquakes. And worst of all, an ancient pathogen called the Kuru transforms humans into perfect predators, retaining their intelligence while stripping away fear, empathy, and moral constraints. This is the brutal reality facing 17-year-old Sam as she hunts a bear in the Canadian wilderness, desperately trying to feed her starving colony. When she suffers a compound fracture while transporting the precious meat back to camp, it's not just her survival at stake, but the entire group's. In this new world, even minor injuries can become death sentences without modern medicine. The environmental devastation isn't merely backdrop, it actively shapes every decision, forcing impossible moral choices as basic survival consumes every waking moment. The Kuru doesn't simply kill it, fundamentally transforms. Those infected undergo 72 hours of fever dreams while their brains rewire, emerging as the cured, beings that look human but operate with cold, predatory calculation. Without fear, they ignore pain and push their bodies beyond normal limits. Without empathy, they view others as mere resources. What makes them truly terrifying is how they retain intelligence while losing humanity. Dr. Davis, once a loving scientist and father, now experiments on his own daughter while viewing the uninfected as an inferior race meant to serve. His manifesto, The Superior Path, organizes the cured into a hierarchical society with chilling efficiency. Even animals sense this fundamental change. Jaguars ignore the cured while hunting uninfected humans, as if recognizing a fellow apex predator. Through this pathogen, we confront profound questions. If our capacity for fear, love, and empathy were stripped away, would what remains still be human? Is emotional complexity our greatest strength or evolutionary weakness? Against this nightmarish backdrop emerges a diverse group whose paths gradually converge. Marine geophysicist Peta Kelly brings scientific expertise and leadership, though she hides both physical and emotional scars. ER physician Jason Hunter offers medical knowledge and compassion, risking everything to find the daughter he's never met. 14-year-old Jess grew up in the Amazon with unique knowledge of the region and its indigenous people, while 16-year-old Tyler joins after watching his father succumb to the Kuru. What makes these characters compelling isn't superhuman abilities, but their very ordinariness thrust into extraordinary circumstances. Their development isn't just about physical survival, but emotional growth. Peta learning to trust again, Jason discovering fatherhood amid apocalypse, Jess navigating heartbreak while forming new bonds. Together, they demonstrate how crisis can forge unlikely families from strangers, creating connections that give meaning to survival itself. The Amazon rainforest becomes both sanctuary and battleground, a setting that actively shapes the narrative rather than merely hosting it. This lush ecosystem offers both salvation and danger, mirroring humanity's paradoxical relationship with nature. The life waters and Libby-Crani plant provide hope for curing the Kuru, yet the jungle harbors predators that stalk the characters relentlessly. The ancient city of Tan Prasirutu, home to the Lokono people, represents sustainable coexistence with nature, a stark contrast to the exploitative relationship that triggered the catastrophe. When Davies deliberately sets fire to the jungle to trap the protagonists, the burning Amazon, Earth's lungs, becomes a powerful metaphor for humanity's destructive potential. The climactic confrontation occurs in the Birgi Olo Caves, ancient caverns with wall paintings that foretold the current plague, connecting present crisis to ancient wisdom. By the novel's end, this preserve becomes a symbol of renewal, a place where survivors can rebuild while maintaining a more balanced relationship with the natural world. One of the story's most compelling elements is how indigenous knowledge interweaves with modern science to offer hope. The Lekono people have protected the life waters for generations, guided by prophecies about the Kra Peru, their name for the Kuru. Their detailed understanding of the local ecosystem proves invaluable to the scientists' work. When PETA discovers that the Libi Prani plant growing around their hot springs is both the source of their immunity and the cure, the elders must reconcile scientific explanation with spiritual beliefs. This integration is embodied in characters like Akuba, the Lekona captain who bridges traditional leadership with pragmatic adaptation, and Jess, who understands both her father's scientific worldview and the indigenous knowledge of the Lekono. The novel avoids portraying indigenous people as mystical saviors or primitive others, instead showing complex individuals with diverse perspectives on whether to share their sacred knowledge. By the story's conclusion, it's the combination of traditional wisdom and modern science that offers hope, suggesting a path forward that honors both innovation and tradition. As the story progresses, the conflict evolves from mere survival to a philosophical battle over what defines humanity. Davies and the cured represent one possible future, a world where predatory efficiency has replaced emotional connection. The protagonists fight not just for physical survival, but for preserving what makes life meaningful: compassion, empathy, and deep bonds. This ideological conflict culminates during the confrontation in the Birdiolo Caves, where Jason challenges Davy's superior race ideology. If you truly believe you're superior, you shouldn't fear giving your followers a choice about the cure. Dr. Madeline Schaefer embodies this internal struggle. Initially aligned with Davies, she experiences painful headaches when her former self tries to surface. When Davies prepares to shoot Jason, despite Jess's tearful pleas, Madeline sacrifices herself to stop him, thinking of the sister she couldn't save years ago. Her redemptive act demonstrates that even after infection, something fundamentally human can remain. The story suggests that humanity's essence lies in our connections to others, illustrated through the makeshift family that forms amid chaos. The final chapters shift from horror to cautious hope, suggesting that even after catastrophic loss, renewal remains possible. 3 weeks after the cave confrontation, a new community forms at the preserve. Tyler works in the garden despite his healing wound. The Lekono share resources and knowledge. Teams form to search for survivors and supplies. Personal reconciliations mirror this larger renewal. Tyler reunites with his father, who survived the Kuru but suffered paralysis. PETA and Jason's relationship offers them both second chances at connection after loss. Perhaps the most powerful symbol comes when Jess's golden tamarin monkey, Goldie, returns healthy after disappearing when infected. Not everything is lost, Jess realizes, but only if we actively search for it. This qualified hope acknowledges that renewal requires effort rather than passive waiting. As Jess walks back toward the preserve with Goldie, feeling the power of the Amazon around her and no longer afraid, she embodies this hard-won hope. Her simple declaration, "Let's go home," affirms that home isn't just a place, but the connections we forge and protect, even at the end of the world.